They do deny it, but not plausibly. They appointed a panel of four experts. Those experts presented pretty substantial evidence that the UN was responsible. The UN still refused to take responsibility, but since then, two of their experts have said that they now think the UN is responsible. UN Special Representative to Haiti, Bill Clinton, said that the UN was the, quote, the proximate cause of the cholera in Haiti. But really what the UN is doing is saying, you can't sue us. We will not give you your day in court, so we don't really need to defend ourselves on the merits. The UN is by its mission trying to establish the rule of law, and certainly no one in Haiti will take the UN's sermons on the rule of law credibly when the UN itself is refusing to obey the law. And it's not just in Haiti. This is something that is a challenge for the UN throughout the world. I first got to Haiti as a UN human rights officer, and I know that one of the things we try to do is to convince people to put their personal interests aside and to let the law work things out. And the UN's blatant failure to do that in this situation is subversive of all the UN's work throughout the world.